What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Welcome back, I guess.
Yeah,
okay,
PYT.
There we go. Waiting for the bass, aren't we all? Big Bad Morning Show. Rob Long is off. Ed Norris is off. I'm Bruce Cunningham, replacing them both. Jeremy's still here, though. So
yeah, but I'm still off.
Well, yeah. Joining us now from Locked On Ravens, USA Today, all that stuff. I have him on my show all the time. He doesn't really need any introduction. It's KO himself, Kevin Ostreicher. Kevin, how you doing?
We got him?
Hey, guys.
There he is.
Hey.
Hey, what's going on? Yeah, I know. The Ravens, they have their opening game of the season. Finally made it, almost. And, yeah, I'm really excited for the season.
Let's start in an obvious spot. You do my show a lot. And one thing we were doing all through the offseason is talking about how hard it was going to be to make this roster. Yet, they end up signing three undrafted free agents. Amazing.
It's incredible. I mean, I think for what this Ravens team has done in terms of their roster building going into the season, you have three undrafted guys that have really taken their opportunity and ran with it. And I think the big thing with them is that they're all super hard workers. They're all really nice guys. And the big thing is they play football really well. I mean, you saw from Ruben Lowry in camp, you hear all the time about how he's around the ball. And that's exactly what the Ravens are looking for this season, forcing turnovers. And obviously in the playoffs, that's the big thing for them on defense. Jay Higgins also, same thing, flying around the field. And Keon Martin making an impact and vice blocks and all. John Harbaugh loves it, you know, pass defense, run defense. Going into the training camp, spring workouts, I didn't even know if there'd be space for one undrafted.
That I was feeling the same way, you know?
You know, it ends up working out, and, you know, they had to make some tough decisions. We knew that they'd have to make probably at least one. And, you know, Eric DaCosta said that he and the Ravens agonized over Jalen Armour Davis, but that was, you know, in order to keep a guy like Keon Martin, in order to keep a Ruben Lowry, you had to make that decision. And, you know, it was a little bit of a shock to me considering how good of a preseason Jalen Armour Davis had, but again, seven corners at that spot was probably a little too much.
He's been around long enough to show out Jalen Armour Davis if he was going to. So that might have made that decision a little bit easier to make. But if you look at these three UFAs that they kept, the one thing that they all have in common is that they're going to have to play special teams. That's why they're on this club.
Yep, and that's how you make the Ravens on those final. And that's what a lot of teams usually look for anyway in those final spots is, not only are you good at your position, can you make an impact, do you have potential, but it's can you play special teams for us? I mean, you know how much the Ravens value that. And I know DaCosta also talked about the fact that, you're right, Jalen Armour Davis, he has had opportunities. He's unfortunately been injured, and health has been a factor in his career. But, you know, it was also his fourth season. And for these undrafted guys, you know, they're in their first. And when it comes to contract length and money and the whole thing, like, it's a move for the Ravens that, I guess, when you look at it from a bird's eye view, they value that over what Jalen Armour Davis could potentially bring. I think he'll be good in Tennessee if he can stay healthy, but obviously the Ravens needed to move on, and that's what they felt.
Well, let me ask you something that's, I mean, you could consider it Ravens related, as everybody wanted the Ravens to trade for Parsons, but because we are talking football and it was the biggest thing yesterday, what were your thoughts on that? And did you even think the Ravens would be in on him?
I didn't think the Ravens would be on him. I know that there were rumblings and rumors. And look, I think that if you wanted to push your chips in for one guy, Micah Parsons would be the guy to do it for. I think that would be as close to a guaranteed Super Bowl for the Ravens as you could probably get to with him and Mike Green rushing the passer for years to come. But there are a couple of ways to look at it, I think, from the Ravens' perspective. I think, first of all, the Ravens, if there's a silver lining for them not getting him, is that he's staying in the NFC. He's not coming over to a conference rival. You don't have to deal with him in your conference, so at least that's good. But signing him to that $47 million per season contract, which, of course, is what he wanted and what he deserved being the player that he is, the Ravens have a lot of extensions coming up. We just heard Eric DaCosta a couple days ago talk about the fact that they're going to have to let some good players leave, and that's without that $47 million per year on the books. So essentially, it's what do you value, you know, if you're looking at this Parsons situation. Is it Micah Parsons at $47 million per season? Or, you know, if you bring him in, it's going to be really hard to re-sign maybe a Tyler Linderbaum or Zay Flowers or Travis Jones or Isaiah Likely. And then on top of that, we know the Ravens love their first-round picks. We know that they view those guys as controllable starters for 4 or 5 seasons. So essentially, it's given up anywhere from 4 to 6 players, maybe 3 to 6 players for one guy. And that's just not how the Ravens operate. So it didn't necessarily shock me the Ravens didn't make it.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Kyle Hamilton was the big news yesterday, okay? Everybody agrees that he's one of the great players in the NFL. He is someone you absolutely can't let get away. But given that, were you surprised at the size of that contract?
No, I wasn't. I think the big thing for me with Kyle Hamilton is he almost is his own position. I think he has his own market considering what he does. And I know Kirby Joseph in Detroit was the closest safety contract to what Hamilton ended up getting. Hamilton resets the safety market by about $4 million per season. And then you also have him at that $82 million guaranteed, which was about $40-ish million more than that. Than I think the next closest guarantee, which was Antoine Winfield Jr. out in Tampa Bay. But he's just a do-it-all player. And I think that, again, it's he's essentially the unicorn of that defense and someone that you trust putting, whether it's single high, you can put him back deep like we saw last season. You could obviously play him in the box, dime. You can use him as a blitzer really effectively. He does it all. And so to me, the thing, and I talked about this with Lamar Jackson, is, you know, the Ravens signed him to that deal 2 years ago, and it was all this money, and it was a highest paid player, quarterback, NFL history, all that. Now, we're sitting here today, guys, and that Lamar Jackson contract, he's the 10th highest paid quarterback now, just 2 years later.
Yeah.
So when you look at this, Kyle Hamilton in Baltimore through 2030 at, you know, that number, 25, and then honestly, it's a little less because it's essentially a 6-year deal for about 20, 21 million, I believe, is that number. We're going to look at that in like 3 years and be like, how did the Ravens get this thing done with Kyle Hamilton and have him at that low of a price point? So I like it for both sides.
How do you like him in Buffalo week one? Do you feel like this? Is it the revenge narrative that's there? Because look, I look at the Ravens and I think they're the best team on paper, but you still got to go out there and play the game. And what a weird playoff game it was last year with no punts and the way you end up losing it. So what are your thoughts about week one?
Yeah, I think that if Isaiah Likely wears white cleats, I think they might be not so good. He has to wear the black cleats. The white cleats. No, it's the white cleats. You got to be able to blend in to that sideline. So I think to me, I think it's going to be fine for them. I honestly like them to win that game. It's funny because I think the way that we saw them in the regular season last year and just that blowout nature, I think it'll be more geared towards what that playoff game was, close, hard fought. You know, these teams are really, really good. But, you know, to me, where I look at it is in the back end of their secondary, I don't really trust their safety play a ton right now. I think that's kind of their weakness. They also are going to have a couple of defenders suspended for this game. Early on, Larry Ogunjobi and another pass rusher. So, you know, at this point for the Ravens, we know that it's going to be an emotionally charged game. I'm expecting a big game from Mark Andrews, though, and of course the storylines are there. We all know what they are. We all know the situation behind it. But we also know it's a contract year for Mark, and I'm not expecting Isaiah Likely to play in that game. So I think that he'll be the focal point, and I hope he does have a big game.
I was going to ask you that next. You know, they haven't put a designation on him, you know, in terms of his availability. You don't expect to see him next weekend.
I don't. And again, I'm not a doctor, so yeah, I'm not diagnosing anything. But I just feel like for me, and Harbaugh has been kind of like, yeah, it's more up in the air for Likely. I just wouldn't rush him back. Like if it's something where he needs to heal up, that injury typically, you know, you got to have about a month, maybe two to heal, depending on how serious it is.
Yeah.
I just wouldn't rush him back. And if I'm Isaiah Likely, I wouldn't want to rush back considering the circumstances behind the season, contract year. And, you know, if he comes back at like 85%, that doesn't help anybody. It doesn't help Likely. It doesn't help the team because he's not the player that we know that he can be. I guess if I had to put, like when my prediction would be from the comeback, I'd probably say week three, because I think it was good news they didn't put him on IR to start the season. And obviously the team has talked about how that might be a sign about when he could come back. But for now, I guess I wouldn't be shocked if he played in week one, but I think if I was Baltimore, I'd probably play it safe for Likely and keep him out a couple weeks.
Hey Kev, before we let you run, tell everybody where they can find you.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys having me. You can find me over at the Locked On Ravens podcast. So that's on YouTube in video form or wherever you get your podcast in audio form. It's 5 days a week plus more. And, of course, with the season kicking off, we're going to have a lot of content and coverage around the Ravens. Hopefully it'll be a Super Bowl season, but, of course, they have a long way to get there. You can also find me over at the Ravens Wire for my written work at USA Today. And you can follow me on social media at ChaosTracker34.
Good stuff, man. Enjoy your holiday weekend.
As always, appreciate thanks for guys. Being with us, man. We'll talk again real soon. I promise you that.
Absolutely, guys. Thanks so much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.